Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
How would you feel if our area went to a four-day school week? Joanne's on the phone. What do you think, Joanne?
Well, unfortunately, I work in Niagara Falls, and the population actually would really need the students to go to school 5 days a week just to make sure. How can I put this? That
does the school help keep the kids out of trouble? Is that what you're trying to say?
Well, the school does. It gives them a nice schedule so they can get up and go to school and and get their learning and everything. And they also, at this point too, they get food for breakfast and lunch as well, which is great.
And is the reality in some parts of Niagara Falls that if a child didn't go to school, they wouldn't get the breakfast or the lunch? Is that the reality?
It could very well be, yes.
And that's okay to say. If that's something we need to know about in Western New York,
don't hide it.
Yeah, we can't. And I appreciate you calling in. So are you for the four-day school week, or are you for the five-day?
No, the 5 days.
School
absolutely.
5 days a week. Appreciate you calling. Don's on the phone. Hey, Don, how do you feel about a school district if they wanted to go to 4 days a week?
Well, I work for a school district. I'm a school bus driver. Not only would it affect me as a bus driver because I lose a day's pay, but it would affect a lot of parents. A lot of parents, like she said, Janet said, that they work, mom and dad both work, and a lot of them work during the day when they're in school.
Mm-hmm.
So if you've got to pay child care for another day, I mean, child care is not cheap by any means.
No.
So, it to me, 5 days, and I think giving them that extra day off, that Monday off, it helps them to forget things, where the 5 days keeps it knocked in their head of what they're learning that week.
I like the way you say it, knocked in their head, because sometimes it feels that way, doesn't it?
Yeah, you're right. That was the issue brought up by parents in Colorado. I hadn't thought about the bus driver issue. That just puts more of a strain on...
And people think bus drivers, if they make money like teachers and stuff, they don't go. We can't collect unemployment when the kids are off. We can't do any of that. So
yeah, it's a part-time thing, I think,
75 days of school a year, which I don't understand why they need that many days off. When I was a kid, we were lucky to get a day off or a snow day.
Mm-hmm.
You walk to school barefooted in 8 foot of snow.
That's what I'm talking about. Hardy Buffalonians back then, right?
Yeah, but now it's like you get a half an inch of snow and it's a little cold and they're canceling school,
Yeah, and we all, we hope that the school districts make that proper decision, but we have had some storms that have stranded kids, so I think we're all a little bit, nervous about that kind of stuff. But I appreciate you calling, and I do see the side of the bus drivers. Here's to a safe school year for you, Don. Abby, you're up.
Hi. So I haven't been out of high school for that long. I'm actually in college, and I have to cram all of my classes into 3 days. Oh. And I can tell you, if I didn't have to do that, I wouldn't, because, like he said, you forget everything with the extra day or two. So especially in, being elementary school, my dad's a teacher, and we've talked about this before, and he also agrees. He works in Perry, where it's a low-income school district, and without that extra day, they would have no child care at all.
Yeah, which wouldn't be good. That's one of the things. And school, I think if a teacher was listening, they might hear it and say, hey, we're not child care. We're supposed to be teaching the kids. But I still think trying to teach 5 days of material in 4 days is difficult to do.
It's not possible. Even for a college student, it's pretty hard.
Yeah. Why 3 days for you in college?
Just because I have to work and I have to pay rent. If I didn't have to work and pay rent right now, I wouldn't. But, I have to cram it all into 3 days, which is common for a lot of college students, commuting especially. So it's tough even for us being 21 years old. I can't even imagine being 13 and trying to learn all that.
Absolutely. Abby, I know it seems like a struggle right now, but that education you're getting is worth it for sure.
I agree. Thank you.
All right. Thanks for calling. Diane, you're on Kiss 98.5. So in Colorado, they're going to a four-day-a-week school year. What do you think?
I think it's not a good idea, because I think by the end of the day, the kids are burnt out. And then if they want to participate in extracurricular activities, it's even a longer day, so you'd probably be taking that away from the children. When my children were very young, I tried working a four-day work week, four 10-hour days to have that extra day. And it just didn't work. I was home so late that you didn't get to enjoy the benefits.
You know, I'm glad you bring up about the extracurricular, because those are just as enriching for a student as school, in my opinion.
Definitely.
And, you know, they would be so tired adding that extra time on the school day to then from there go into sports or club activities or anything like that. That is a long
all
day.
All the other school activities.
Yeah.
And then you'd be taking away from family time during the week.
Right, exactly.
And that's hugely important.
Hold on. Are we allowed to have family time anymore? Because if you find it, let me know when it is. Because it seems to be impossible to find these days.
That's for sure.
I like the way you think, though. Thanks. Jennifer, you're on KISS 98.5. Thanks for calling in.
Hi.
So what do you think about a school district going down to a four-day-a-week school week?
Oh, that's such a catch-22, because I feel like there are districts that could work for. But I think everybody so far has echoed, you know, like, I'm a social worker. I work in the city of Buffalo. I work with at-risk youth all the time, and I'm actually bilingual, so I work with my Spanish population. The kids that I work with, I have kids who have ADHD. They can't even last the normal hours in school. If you have kids with behavioral issues and things like that, or if you have those really long days could actually really, really affect them. Their therapies, their behaviors when they do get home, it can throw their whole routines and schedules out of whack. And as a mom with a special needs kid herself, like, I know for my kid, that would just throw him off. Mm-hmm. So I think it really just depends on the type of kid and the type of area you're working with. And as there was a woman before who mentioned, like, kids only eating during that time, it's the truth. Some kids only socialize during school. They can't leave the house for whatever reason. Some kids, unfortunately, if they come from a background that's monolingual in a different language, that's their only exposure to English. That's the only way they're going to learn. So there are so many reasons why making it only 4 days is kind of a bad idea. But I also see it working for other places. So, I mean, it really just depends on the area you're working with. I know if we tried in the city of Buffalo, I don't think it would work at all.
Jennifer, let me get this right. So you're a social worker in the city of Buffalo.
Yes.
And you're also juggling a special needs child at home.
I am.
How do you find the strength to do it all?
I cry a lot. I pray a lot. And I work with my families. All my families have kids like mine. All my families lack that support. And for me, and it's going to sound cheesy, I know it does, but it truly gives me joy to be able to spread my knowledge and my expertise in being the parent of my special person and passing that along to my parents so that way then they can not feel so alone. Sometimes, you know, kids are tough. And when you're working in that population, especially if they're lower income, you know, language barriers, maybe one parent homes, they already have so much stacked against them. That then to even take away a day of socialization or to take away a day of some of that learning and to combine it all in one, kids are resilient, but man, that burnout can really be crazy. And a lot of our systems in the Buffalo Board of Education, while they're trying so hard, this is just to take away from all the teachers and the providers who work so hard, there are some things that need reform. And so I feel like if the reform happened and the supports were in place, then maybe it could work. But right now, in its current state, I don't see it.
I am blown away by how intelligent and well-spoken you are. And I think in my notes it says it's Social Worker Appreciation Day. And so would it be okay if we gave you tickets to Jay-Z and Beyonce Saturday night?
Oh, my God. Are you serious?
Totally serious.
Wow, thank you so very much.
For every parent whose life you have touched when you've believed in their children, that goes so far. I hope you know that. And just to be able to do a little something-something from this radio station to you to say thank you, please come to the concert.
Oh, my God, thank you so very much. I'm going to cry. It's too early for this.
don't cry. You got your makeup on, but you deserve it. You really do, and it's people like you that make this city so great.
Oh, thank you guys so much.
We'll see you at Jay-Z and Beyonce.
Awesome. Thanks.
Thank you. It's KISS 98.5.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.